What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to The Good, The Bad and The Stupid. It's Tuesday, the 27th of May. If you've not been here before, don't forget, nobody's probably told you already that there's videos and there's mini videos. So if you're listening on the podcast, you can watch it on YouTube if you like. But all it is watching some guy staring at a TV screen, staring at you, talking. So it's not really much to entertain you. But I don't know, you might like my face. You might like my decorations. You might like seeing me squirm when things are not going too well. All those things, that's what it's there for. But really, watching somebody doing a podcast, it's pretty boring, you know. I mean, I don't know, I've seen when you watch some, I mean, it's all right when you're watching Joe Rogan or somebody like that interview somebody, because you're watching the conversation go left and right. But and then other ones, when they sit there, they've got headphones on and they've got the microphone, you know, it doesn't look too, I get that it's not too entertaining, but I don't do all that. I do things a little bit differently, so I don't got the headphones on anyway. So you're not seeing me sitting here with like my massive headphones on, looking like I'm in the 1980s, listening to the radio in the 1980s whilst talking. No, but I've got to be somewhere, so we're in a rush. So I'm a little bit flustered, so you'll have to bear with me and excuse me. I shouldn't have told you, and then you would never have noticed. You would have just thought, this is just the same as always. He's always that way. He's always looks like he's making it up as he goes along, because that's what I do. That's the podcast. That's the fucking, you know, if you look in the small print, the description of the podcast, that's pretty much what it says. But it's going to, if by now, I'm going to write it in. Anyway, it's not about me. It's about the fucking news. What's it called? Stevie Wonder. I told you, somebody's ripped me off. I told you the other day, I'm the one who mentioned it first. And this is what happens. Now somebody's driving around, dressed as Stevie Wonder, driving around the roads and everything. With Dominic Cummings is, on the back of Dominic Cummings' eyesight problem when he was he had to drive to the castle. And everybody's getting on, making jokes now about him, about blind people driving. And now somebody's dressed up as Stevie Wonder, and he fucking looks just like him. He looks just like him when he was singing Master Blaster, the song I was talking about yesterday. They've dressed him up like that. So he's probably driving around, blasting the hell out. And I'll tell you what, he'd turn a few heads. It'd be funny, imagine seeing it, because I've obviously seen it, because I'm reading it in the paper. But imagine if you've seen, like, it drive past you, especially if he's blasting it out the window, and he drove past you. You'd think he was in for a minute, wouldn't you? You'd think, oh, look, there's Stevie Wonder. And he wouldn't be like, till about 5-10 minutes later, that you'd go, hang on, ain't he blind? Fucking, what's he doing driving a car? You know, he wouldn't click it straight away, I don't think. You'd be surprised, first of all, to see Stevie Wonder, and then your jaw would fucking hit the floor when you realise you'd seen a blind man driving. So, and enjoying himself, playing one of my favourite Stevie Wonder songs, Master Blaster. Check it out. If you haven't heard it, I'm sure you've heard it, but get it on, because it's proper summer tune, that one. Two people who shouldn't be driving as well, 100% shouldn't be driving, was two fucking McDonald's fans who drove a 250-mile round trip after 8 weeks of lockdown. They drove a 250-mile trip, round trip, to get McDonald's from a drive-thru. That's how desperate they was. Fucking hell, that is like, you know, that goes to show McDonald's is like almost equivalent of a needle injection to some people, because they've just fucking drove from Hull to Peterborough. That is fucking mental. I'm surely you're not meant to even be driving out of your town, are you? I don't even know what the fucking rules are now, but, you know, even if you are, it should be illegal to do that. What are you doing? Are we going to the coast? Oh, that's all right. Ask somebody else, what are you doing? I'm driving for a 250-mile round trip to get fucking a Big Mac and fries. Oh, right, well, you're under arrest for being a fucking idiot. So we're going to throw you in the cell with one of our fucking top jolly fucking sandwiches and see what you think of that. You know, prison food or you know, canteen food from the prison. They'll put you that through the hole and pass you that through. That's like your drive-through. It can be a walk past when you're walking around yourself, walk past the hole when they passed you through a drink and like an egg and bacon sandwich that's not even cooked. And then you can think about why you're in there. Because you're fat and you're fucking craving McDonald's. I mean, surely there's fucking burgers around. Surely there's like a McDonald's near. I haven't even read it. I can't be bothered. But there must be a McDonald's near them that's closer that you could have sent a taxi to collect or something like that. Would have saved you fucking loads of time, loads of money. So you ain't got brains either. So not only have you gone and done that, you're also thick. Just my opinion, eh? You can have a different opinion. You might be sitting there now going, I fucking did that the other day. Or I was thinking about doing that. There's loads of burger places. Make your own fucking burger. Or buy them from... buy the best burgers you can find in the supermarket. It's crazy. You know, I mean... I don't know. It's just McDonald's, isn't it? I mean, if it was like fucking some fine dining kind of burger or something like that, something that was like... You know, you can't get anywhere else, then fair enough. But McDonald's, you shouldn't be able to get it anywhere else. Surprise that place. I thought that was all shut anyway. The drive-thrus are back open. Oh, that's right. And then they would have had to queue for two to 3 hours because everybody else is doing the same thing. Well, all the locals anyway. I don't know if anybody's stupid enough to do that. But anyway, pubs are going to be open anyway. So we can all drown our... I'm not going to say drown our sorrows then. We won't be drowning our sorrows. Well, we might be. Depends on how affected you've been on the last few weeks. But you'll also be drinking to celebrate coming back out. I mean, the sun's out. Sun's out. The fun's out. All we need is the fucking pubs open. And then we can sit in the beer gardens and have a... I saw fucking in China, loads of people were all sitting around with face masks on. Like the plastic visors with a straw into their pint. That's a good thing. That's what you could do in the pub. Kind of might work, but yeah, so all the pubs are going to be ka-ching, because the first week in the pub everybody's going to be in there. They're not, because it's going to be socially distant. Everybody's going to want to be there. I bet you'll have to queue one in, one out, and once you get in there's fucking no way you're going to come out. And I remember I went to a festival and it oversold the tickets, and once you got in the festival, the tents where the acts were on, there was two or three different tents. The tents where the acts were on, you had to queue to go into there. And once people got in, they didn't come back out because they knew once they got out, the queue was fucking about 500 strong people. And you were queuing and you couldn't hear nothing. So all you did when you was in there, you just queued to get into it. So once I got in, I just fucking stayed in there. Even though my friends were in the other one, I was like, oh, bollocks. I ain't going to risk coming out of here because it was somebody I wanted to wait and see. So anyway... They were friends afterwards. I just they were right. They were with each other. They didn't need me, even though I'm the life and soul of the party. They did need me because I'm the one who's going to like make it fun. Anyway, Britain's most dangerous plant is thriving in 27 degrees. The warm weather is perfect for the giant hogweed. I haven't even heard of that one. I've heard of deadly nightshade, giant hogweed. Well, I ain't going to be smoking that now. After that, which can cause blindness and scarring if the sap touches a person's skin or eyes. Where's that found then? They look very much like cow parsley plants. All right, where are they? See, this is what comes from when you don't read them first. Right, I'm going to give it 1, 2, 3. Right, I can't find it. Hogweed, they're around anyway. They're around in the woods. So don't, whatever you do, if you're having a shit in the woods, if you're trying to get back to nature, and you're going to use like a plant to wipe your backside, then I've just painted a very horrible picture there. But don't use deadly hogweed, whatever you do, because you could go blind. And you'd be like, that shit, have I just gone blind from having a shit in the woods? You'd be like, no, you won't have realised it. You won't, because you'd be blind and you won't be able to check the plant that you've just done then. And then, you know, you're in all kinds of trouble. Now you can't get back to your car. You can't drive. Well, you can, because if Stevie Wonder can drive, you can drive. If Dominic Cummins can drive, everybody can drive. That's what everyone's saying now. Everybody, because he's done whatever he wants to do, and everybody else can do whatever they want to do. That's the fucking attitude now. Everyone's like, well, if it's all right for Dominic Cummins, that's the excuse, the main excuse. So there you go. So if you do go blind, get back in your car and drive to the hospital as quick as you can. Just watch the cliff edge. What's it called? Him indoors. Him indoors is still leaving most chores for the women. Men are basically leaving most of the chores to the women. That's just bullshit. What's happening, guys? Come on, you got to get on board. You know, you get brownie points. You get what's it called? You get good kudos if you do some of the chores around the house. She'll thank you for it. She won't directly thank you for it. She will. She won't probably say thank you. But you'll get it in kind. But she's got a lot more energy from not having to clear up after your shit. And then she'll be making up for it in other areas by you having a happy. This is my shit relationship advice. By you getting on much better, rather than her having to moan about having to fucking lift your feet up while you're doing the vacuuming, or is that all for me? You're going to do that washing? Is that all washing up for me and all that kind of shit? I've lived too much by myself, so I'm very used to doing my own housework and stuff like that. So unfortunately, but if somebody came in and started doing it, I'd be like, no, I'll do that. It's mine. I'll do it. I suppose it depends on whose house you're in. But once you're back in, you're in each other's house, it's got to be 50-50. You just do the easy ones. Just say, I'll do the, I'll do I'll vacuum. And you clean the bathroom, you clean the kitchen, you do the washing up, you do all that, and I'll just do the vacuuming. And we've only got a studio flat, so that's next to nothing. No, but you can't, that's the old days. I mean, if you do things like that, you can't be surprised when you split up and she takes half of your shit because she's pissed off, more than pissed off, and she'll be building up to that to take half of everything that you've got. And it'll all because you didn't do any housework and you left it to her, and she'll have been sweating on that and thinking about it for years. And when the time comes, bang, you're skint and you have to do your own housework now. And when you've been kicked out your own house as well, so you'll have to do your own housework in your own little flat. A million pound was found in a shoebox. £1 million was found in a shoebox when police searched the suspect's house. I don't even know what he did, but all I can say is that is a wounder, because not only is he going to go to prison, he's also got no money, because I bet that was all his money, because he wouldn't have been in the bank. £1 million, I bet that was everything. Imagine, fucking £1 million is like the holy grail to most people. It certainly is to me. If I got that, if I got £1 million, there's no fucking way I'd be doing this podcast. I'm joking. Of course I would. I'll be doing it even more. I'll be doing it three times a day, not just once. But if I had £1 million, fucking, life changes, doesn't it? Well, it's just gone in reverse to him. He's worked and worked and worked and done whatever he's done, sold drugs, whatever the fuck he's done, robbed the banks, who knows? Put it in the shoeboxes and it's all gone. And the police, I mean, if the police found £2 million and then they just banked £1 million, and just said, well, say it's £1 million and then you'll get a lesser sentence, and we'll just, we'll be retiring early with a big thank you to you. We'll write to you in prison. You've got phones in the cells now. We can call you and say what a good time we're having in Acapulco on your behalf. Thanks, mate. Members of McBusted, I don't know why I pulled this out. I pulled this out because I don't even know why the fuck it's in the paper. Members of McBusted have revealed how the band dashed the toilet after a salt water purge. They said that their bandmate Matt Willis had convinced them to try the unusual weight loss trick. That's the story in the paper. Who gives a flying fuck whether about McFly in anyway? Who gives a fuck about McFly? And then on another level, who gives a fuck about McFly's toilet habits? Who gives a fuck that McFly are shitting all over the walls and shitting all over the toilet because they've done a fucking salt water purge? Well, there you go. Not entertainment at all. Not entertaining. It was not informative news. It's not news, is it? It's like, that's scraping the barrel. Again, another shit reporter going, oh, I've got something, boss, before the deadline of the paper. The paper's all about to fucking shut down for the night, or they get, just complete the stories they've got. And he's running in up the lift through the fucking thing. He's like, ties flapping behind him. And he gets through, kicks the door open. His boss has got one last story for today's paper. McFly shitting all over the walls. And it's that sheet of paper. The boss is like, yes, that's the fucking top one. We got to have that in. I'll pay you fucking £20 for that, mate. Anyway, a trucker was spotted standing up as he drove along a motorway with no seatbelt on. Well, it's all happening now, isn't it? We got Stevie Wonder driving. We got fucking a guy who's poisoned himself with Hogwarts, wiping his arse driving. And now we've got a trucker driving, standing up with no seatbelt on. What's he doing that for? I'll tell you what. Have they said why? Okay, they're not said why. But I'm going to give you my idea, my opinion on what I think it is. Number one, he's dropped a cigarette butt down his fucking trousers. And he's like jumping out and he's like trying to fucking, you know, he's burning his bollocks. Number two, hot cup of coffee, same thing, all over his nuts. He's fucking, you know, and he's jumped up out of the seat. Number three, he's scared of spiders and a spider's dropped down like one did to me once. And fucking, I nearly went off the road. I nearly went straight over a roundabout. A spider dropped down right in my eyes. And what's it called? And then fucking, I was on the A road, like motorway type road. I nearly fucking didn't brake. I was like trying to dodge the, you know, I was in and out of lanes and everything. It was a big one as well. He must have come in and had some bin bags in the back. He must have got a stowaway, like a, what's it called? A hitchhiker. Hitchhiker spider with his eight thumbs, like that. Anyway, this guy's been pulled over. They haven't said why, but it's got to be one of those three. 100%. Either that or he's got a passenger in and she just bit his dick. Having some kind of sexual situation going on while they're driving down the road. Right, I think I'm going to do a couple more, maybe. Starving dinosaurs may have resorted to cannibalism for food, as food was scarce. Tooth marks on fossil bones from the late Jurassic period, 150 million years ago. So a few years before we came around, they found 684 specimens with at least one bite mark from a theropod, probably Allosaurus. Most of the bones are plant-eating reptiles. I thought they meant the same animal, the same dinosaur was eating the same dinosaur, like a T-Rex eating a T-Rex. It sounds like they're just saying a dinosaur was eating other dinosaurs. Well, I thought that's fucking standard anyway, isn't it? Surely that's what they were doing. There must have been the big dinosaurs eat the little dinosaurs. That's what they do. And the little dinosaurs eat the littler dinosaurs. And then the plant-eating dinosaurs, which are the biggest ones of the fucking lot, luckily, don't eat any of them until they fucking get starving and there's no plants left. I don't know whether they ran out of plants, but wouldn't it be great to see a T-Rex come back to life? Jurassic Park style. It'd be brilliant to see a T-Rex come back to life. And just like, I was going to say, have it like a war weapon, but I'm not into war and fucking weapons and that, but you could just send the T-Rex into a country and just fucking, you know, or fly it and just drop it in. On ISIS, we can do it in on there. It could be Rambo T-Rex. You know, he's a good one. He's in tune with, like, you know, not just to kill the bad guys and save the good guys. I don't think they're... How big they were, they had very, really, really small brains, didn't they? It's a bit like Donald Trump. He's a big guy with a small brain. I'm only joking. Any Trumpsters out there, I am dissing you, man, but... I think he disses himself more than I have to diss him, so it doesn't really matter what I say. But dinosaurs with small brains, of course they're not going to reason. They're going to eat anything that's fucking in front of it, aren't they? But the bones of a dinosaur, the bones of a T-Rex, it's fucking amazing to see that. It's breathtaking. You know, in the museum, I mean. Yeah, unfortunately, we don't have things like that. And we don't even have... The closest thing we got to things like that are rhinos and elephants and alligators. But and rhinos and elephants, we've nearly got fucking none of them left because of us, arseholes, fucking shooting them and ruining their habitats and stuff like that and sawing off their faces and fucking sawing off their horns and what's it called, tusks and all that shit. I tell you what, fucking... The more I see of poachers getting shot or killed by the animals, the more I laugh, the more I find it hilarious. And it'd be good to have a, you know, train up an elephant, maybe like have a fucking psycho elephant with like just maybe putting some dentures in, like massive teeth, like pointy teeth, and like soup him up like a fucking muscle elephant, so he's really fast. And then as soon and like, and he's really like bionic basically. And then he can go after his captor. Anybody who's coming to attack him, this one just goes and like fucking eats him, tramples him, kills him. Yeah, bionic elephants. That's what I'm going to finish on, I think. Apart from Right Said Fred making a comeback. If you don't know who Right Said Fred is, you're probably best off leaving that as you are. But they were just tongue-in-cheek kind of jokey songs, weren't they? But kind of thing that you fucking can't get out of your head. It's one of them, like Deeply Dippy. If you don't know Deeply Dippy by Right Said Fred, have a listen to it. You won't like it, but you won't fucking get it out of your head for a week. It's too catchy, and they were like really good at that. And they're coming back, so I'm going to have to fucking be on guard. As soon as they come on the TV, I'm going to have to fucking turn off. Otherwise, I'm going to have to send in a bionic elephant to fucking save me, save my ears, and eat them. Eat them or suck them up his trunk and shit them out. There you go. That's what I'm going to finish up on. A bionic elephant sucking Right Said Fred up their trunk, up its trunk, and shitting it out into the woods. Because they came into... they were almost as offensive as a poacher. No, nowhere near. Poachers, you all deserve to die, and hopefully you will soon. Hopefully you've enjoyed it. Anyway, I've finished for now, and I'll see you again tomorrow. See you later. Bye.